Building Bridges with Mimi Rosenberg and Ken Nash. How the New York Times kicked its tech workers to the streets over their fight to unionize. Now, we're joined by Nora Keller, New York Times product manager and union organizer, to talk about, well, if the New York Times claims to print all the news that's fit to print, why they failed to publish an article about their own tech staff walking off their jobs over the newspaper publisher's illegal efforts to stymie their unionization campaign. Thank you for joining us, Nora. Times wouldn't possibly have forced its tech staff to walk off their jobs over the newspaper publisher's illegal efforts to stymie your unionization campaign? Oh, do say it isn't so.
I think the response to our unionization efforts being so negative from management came as a real shock to everyone, including the folks organizing the effort. In the very beginning of this, when we started out the process, we asked for voluntary recognition, which is where we just get a majority of the eligible unit to sign cards saying that they want a union. Then the company can choose to voluntarily recognize us. And that's really the easiest, least like contentious way for a unit to be recognized. And the New York Times did this in 2019 for our colleagues in Wirecutter. Truly, I think everyone was expecting that that's how it would go. And so when it didn't, that was pretty shocking. And then like pretty shortly afterwards, the company began its like pretty intense anti-union campaign.
All the news that's fit to print, the liberal veneer of the New York Times. So let's back up. Tell us about the work you do and who is trying to organize. And, of course, the story of why you think the Times is being so obstructionist to organizing a union.
We are the New York Times Tech Guild, and so we are all of the full-time and regular part-time folks who work for the New York Times websites and mobile applications in the United States. If you go to newyorktimes.com or if you open the New York Times on your phone or mobile application, what you're seeing there is what the folks in our guild have created. Anytime you see a new feature on any of those things, that's something that we've done and we've made possible. So we're made up of engineers, analysts, designers, product managers, which is what I do, and assistants. It's really just a very cross-functional tech unit because the nature of creating things for web and mobile applications takes a lot of hats, a lot of different input, but we all work in this like very team-oriented way to make these things happen.
And what are your complaints?
And then in terms of issues that we're facing, this effort started very organically. It started with small conversations between colleagues in tech, voicing concerns from office things like a lack of gender-neutral restrooms or lackluster diversity initiatives or pay equity concerns. And that's ballooned into a push to create a more worker power-centered workplace so that we could push for the types of changes we wanted to see. And that ultimately translated into the effort of forming a union. Since then, union members and organizers have had many conversations with our colleagues all across the tech org. We've made an effort to speak to everyone eligible for the unit in one-on-one conversations to ask them, what do you want to see changed in your workplace? From that, we've heard overlapping ideas in terms of how they want that improved. You know, we've heard people say they care about pay equity, healthcare, job security, career development, diversity initiatives. That became solidified into what is the New York Times Tech Guild.
Would you say there's discrimination on the basis of race and gender?
I would. I think that it's not overt. The New York Times is a very old legacy workplace. Places that people look to hire from tend to be places that they're comfortable with and familiar with. You know, they look at pedigree and they look at, you know, where you went to school. Tech has that same problem. Like, it's like there isn't a lot of equity in terms of like who has access to learn the, you know, very specialized skill set comes with these types of jobs. We think have like kind of regularly complained about things, and I would say in a range of things. So like one is, you know, in the coverage, like a few years ago, a lot of folks were upset about a homophobic cartoon that the New York Times ran, or a year ago running a really salacious Tom Cotton op-ed. That's just the coverage part of it. And then like the inner more, which I think the part that affects us more is who are our leaders? You know, we have lackluster representation in company leadership, especially of Black and Latino folks, a thing that we want to see improve. The company folks at NYT, excluding in tech, have been vocal about this for a long time. And just within the past couple of years or so, management has started to respond to it and like begin some diversity initiatives, which is great. But the problem on our end is that we as workers have no way to hold management accountable to the things that they're saying. The gist of it is we really want the Times to become more diverse. The way that this happens is that we have to, as workers, be able to hold management to account on this. We have to be able to make sure that they commit to actionable items on this. This is something that we've seen our colleagues in the Newsroom Guild fight for in their contract, and this is similarly something that we want to fight for in ours.
Is it a matter of sheer politics? Employers don't like unions, liberal employers, whatever. You really don't want unions, and they don't want more folks in a bargaining unit when they can get less. Is it about that? Is it a matter of profit margins? Oh, pity the downtrodden press these days, whose back is all burdened with debt and decreasing advertising and readership, etc. I mean, how do you understand the objections and the truly bad behavior to try to stymie people in the tech unit from unionizing?
I don't think that I'm able to speak to the specifics around why the company is fighting us so much on this, partially because they're sort of refusing to sit down with us and talk about it. I do think that at some point, there's the New York Times, the brand, which is the paper that you read and the writers that create the work. And then there's the New York Times Corporation, right? It's a company. And the company is run by C-suite executives who care about shareholders. They care about ultimately power, right? If you are someone who sees power as a finite resource, right? And right now, the status quo has it so that you can make decisions without having to check with your workers on how they feel. If you decide to lay off a group of people, you can lay them off. If you decide to make a change in the company, or if you change working conditions for the people who work there, if there's no union, you know, it's all up to you. That's probably, if you are a CEO, an easier time for you personally to be running a company, right? But ultimately, like, that's the issue, right? And that's something that I think we as workers and workers across the tech industry and workers across the United States increasingly are saying that we are not okay with.
Well, the New York Times playbook seems like something right out of a union buster's handbook, including favoritism, intimidation, captive audience meetings, and you had to file unfair labor practices complaints with the NLRB. Talk about their response, how they're trying to prevent you from having a union.
That playbook is consistent across these anti-union campaigns that different companies run, because ultimately, like, most of these people hire the same groups of lawyers, and those lawyers advise on the tactics that they think work. If you look as far as other anti-tech union busting campaigns, or even you can look at a company like Amazon, there are these like sort of regular tactics that the companies use, like captive audience meetings. We have filed 3 unfair labor practice charges against the company. First, one of our colleagues was told to stop showing public support for the union because they were saying that he was a manager because he was overseeing some interns briefly, which does not make him a manager. They were polling for support. We had like managers asking people, you know, how do you feel about the union, that kind of thing, which is something that companies are not supposed to be allowed to do. And then at some point, supervisor was indicating to employees that they would see increased benefits. They would probably see better and more improved terms and conditions for their employment if they did not continue to support the union. So all of these like tactics are totally outside of the realm of fairness. Further than that, like sort of immediately we started seeing these captive audience meetings, just like general sense of intimidation and messaging from management saying that they are neutral, but like very regularly browbeating.
Yeah, why don't you just say what a captive audience meeting is? There are so many people who are not in unions or seeking to organize or who haven't ever experienced that.
So a captive audience meeting, this refers to these compulsory meetings that employees have to go to. You don't have a choice on whether or not you can go. And in that meeting, the employer will spew anti-union talking points at you. So taking time out of your day as a worker, and then they are forcing you to listen to their POV on things. The company has said that they haven't been doing this, which is just crazy to say to people who have sat through them. So I guess, I don't know, that's how it's falling.
And they've also tried to influence the composition of the bargaining unit, who's in and who's out.
This is the latest thing that they've done. Like, this is the latest anti-union response they've had. I mean, through line of this is that they have fought us every single step of the way on this thing. They have moved goalposts on us constantly. So all while simultaneously refusing to directly engage us. So first they denied us the voluntary recognition through the card count. Then they went on to commit all of these unfair labor practices. And then we asked for an expedited, just a quicker version and an online version of the vote. And this was supported by a supermajority of the unit. And they said, no, you have to go through the NLRB, the National Labor Relations Board. It's going to take us a lot longer. And the latest thing that they have done, their response to our filing to have this election, is that they want to exclude hundreds of our colleagues from the union, including myself as a product manager, which they want to exclude everyone who is not an engineer, which is a full third of our unit. The basis they've given for it is just absolutely nonsensical and is like a complete mischaracterization of how we work. They are saying that we don't have a community of interest. And then some folks they're saying are supervisors, including I'm a product manager, and they're saying that product managers are supervisors, which is news to me. I have never been able to hire or fire anyone, and I am certainly not paid the way supervisors are paid at the New York Times. It's like really every step of the way it's been a fight, and this is just like the latest injustice.
It sounds like it's a younger workforce and that your legacy organization is not quite up on the fact that perhaps young people have come to the point of recognition and understanding of the imperative of being able to bargain for wages and benefits, the rights on the job, a voice in the workplace, and a grievance procedure. I'm curious if those are the things that influenced you and your coworkers politically, ideologically, to agree to form a union. Is it a younger workforce? And if so, what attracted folks to union?
That's an interesting point. Speaking about our unit, we have like a range of ages, people who are involved in the unit and like around organizing. A lot of the organizers, however, are younger. I think that has a little more to do, if anything, not so much with interest, but like having the time to do it. It's a little harder to do if you have more responsibilities, right? That said, I do sort of see an interesting shift. I don't know if it's really like political so much as a different school of thought, right? Like I think unions were really big amongst workers in what, like the 40s and the 50s and the 60s. And then in the 80s, there was this concerted effort by political figures to roll back the protections of unions and like the strength of unions in this country. And I don't know if it's so much that it's like young people are looking at things differently so much as tides are shifting generally. Like I think it's just time, right? Like since the 80s, we've had this kind of like pendulum swinging against unions. And now like we're starting to move a little bit back and like unions are becoming more popular. People are kind of realizing that this is like a pretty good avenue to get the type of working conditions that you want. You know, we as workers have had our powers rolled back just like very, very consistently. And I think that this is just like timing wise because of the pandemic, because of various political conditions and working conditions. Like this is like, I think a lot of people all across the country are saying like, okay, this is enough. I need to change something. People feel very frustrated with their power as individuals to have like such a little impact on these larger issues that are affecting their lives. So people are turning to collective power to get what they want. Hopefully this is the way to do it. I really believe it is. I think that as corporations have their lobbies, right? Like, and they have their lawyers and they have all of this money and they have all of this power. And the thing that the little guys have is numbers, right? And so we have to really play into that strength. I don't know if it's so much an age thing. I think now is the time.
Speaking of now is the time, you recently had a walkout. Can you tell us what specifically motivated that and how it went?
The walkout was a really incredible effort. We did walk off of the job, walk off of the job. We're all working remotely right now, so we basically closed our laptop. You know, what led up to that is we performed a lot of smaller actions, a petition. A lot of friends and family and people around the country signed asking the company to stop its unfair labor practices. We had a petition to the company that was signed by 70% of our eligible unit to ask for a after election. We have submitted questions to, you know, the company All Hands, which are unfortunately one way. We aren't allowed to engage, but we can submit questions to a forum. So we've done that. We have done all of these smaller actions, and like very consistently the response from the company has been either to ignore or totally brush off anything we've done. And so at this point, the thing that the company did, they had this plan to try to cut the unit down only engineers. We all just found that so unacceptable and such a slap in the face. We have a majority from every different job function saying that they want a union. And to say, well, we're only going to offer this to engineers, it was just really infuriating. And we felt like, okay, all of this other stuff hasn't worked. We're going to take a larger action. And this actually came together in just 24 hours, and we had over 300 people participate, which is more than half of the eligible unit.
Wow. So the enthusiasm, the energy is there. Sounds like there isn't any serious bargaining by the New York Times, but there certainly are a number of unfair labor practices. Tell us what the specific demands are of the tech staff.
What we want right now is for management to stop the delays and let us vote. So we want our whole unit, composed of all full-time and regular part-time engineers, analysts, designers, project managers, product managers, and assistants who perform work at the New York Times websites and mobile applications in the United States. That is our unit, and we want to be allowed to vote in an NLRB election. And we do not want this to be delayed any further. So once we are recognized, we will be able to go to the bargaining table with management. Before we begin bargaining, you know, we are going to work with everyone who is in the unit to decide on like what we want to go in our contract. So before that happens, like it's kind of hard to say what we're going to ultimately put in the contract, but there are five through our organizing that we have seen consistently come up, and which I think will definitely be in there because this is something that seemingly everyone in the unit seems to care about. The first is pay equity. There seems to be a really significant divergence in pay within titles, and we'd like to bring up salaries on the low end to a fair amount. Diversity and inclusion and equity. So we want to improve working conditions for the historically underrepresented colleagues, and we want leadership to take this seriously and agree to milestones on this. Career development at the New York Times has been very ambiguous, especially in the tech unit, around responsibilities required at specific levels, promotion cadence, especially in non-engineering roles. And we want the union to provide workers with the framework to work on this and give them a seat at the table in figuring out a fair and equitable promotion process. Job security is a big one. All of our coworkers in this unit, like all non-unionized workers, are at will, which means that they can be fired at any point for any reason, whereas the union would provide just cause protections and shop stewards to ensure fairness through those processes. Finally, our healthcare prices are really on the high end. We've heard very concerning stories of the claims of being denied, and this is something that we want to be able to work to improve.
It seems like there's a lot of activity around the country by tech workers and other newspaper workers, media guilds, to organize at this point, including Google. Could you comment on the fact that you're not alone, that there's organizing of this nature throughout the country?
Tech is sort of an interesting space to be organizing in because it is a new industry. Because it's new and it was new in a time when unions weren't particularly popular, the idea of tech unions is a new idea. I think just in the short period of time that I've been involved in organizing my own tech unit, I have seen very consistent news stories of a lot of other units popping up and workers demanding to organize and bargain with management, which is so wonderful. Having a big name effort behind organizing in the tech space can really help. The big news story a couple of months ago was the Amazon union drive, which workers in Alabama, who unfortunately lost their election. But I think that being in the news constantly has also inspired a lot of workers. It's not just tech, right? I think that workers just across the country are recognizing that this is a really viable way for them to improve their working conditions and the lives of their coworkers and their families.
And lastly, if you could just comment on the strategicness of the tech workers to the publishing industry, to the New York Times. They're not merely some subsidiary volunteer, part-time kind of effort. You tell us what they are. How important is this staff and what is clearly a growing sector of the publishing industry?
Media and news is very different now than it was 10 or 20 years ago. All news media is very much digital first. And we are the people who are making it happen. The New York Times, I know that you had mentioned earlier the dire state of the newspaper industry. The New York Times has not fallen, it's not the failing New York Times. It's very successful. And a lot of that has to do not just with the journalism, but with the digital side of things. We kept the organization on the cutting edge of technology, of information distribution, and that's where most of our readership is at this point. It is online. The tech unit, if all of us stopped working tomorrow and refused to return to work, which, I'm not necessarily advocating for, but could happen, the company would cease to be able to function. And, I think you can listen to the pleas of our sister unit of guild workers for the New York Times, of all the writers and editors and folks who create the content. They know how important we are to the Times, and they believe that we should also have the same benefits that they do.
What do we do to show our support?
The best thing you can do to show support is write to the New York Times, tell them how you feel, give them what for about this. I would not say cancel your subscription. We're not calling for any sort of boycotts or anything like that. It wouldn't necessarily help. We will put the word out if that's what we go for. It is really helpful to get public pressure on this campaign. The New York Times cares deeply about its brand. They're very upset that we're talking to the press. They're very upset that we've, had a press conference and that we are making public their blunders. But, that ultimately that will really matter to them, I think.
Is there a number to call or text or email that you might have for those particular name that we should target?
So you can go to help.nytimes.com and you can send a letter to the editor, you can contact a customer service person, there's a chat function on there, or if you want to call on the phone, the customer service number is 1-800-698-4637. So 1-800-698-4637. Let them know how you feel.
Well, you're wonderful. I'm ready to cancel whenever you tell me to. But I do hope you get to that point. Nora Keller, New York Times product manager and union organizer. When the New York Times pushes back against unionization, we, its readers and subscribers, we're there to push back with you.
Union! Yeah, well, word up.
Scandalo.
Bomba.
Yo, 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 yo.
Yo, the sound came to be a continuity from the ashes of the old. This wisdom is gold, brothers and sisters. It's time to look around. If we don't come master, we'll be driven to the ground.
It's a new millennium, new piece of history. All the workers come together, it's time for unity. While the rich just get richer, the poor keep on giving. That's a sign of the times, reality is what we're living.
The media is deception, we get handed lies. But you can't cheat a worker, cause a worker is wise. Day after day, we have to keep it going. Year after year, the union keeps growing. Taking on 2 millions that they never worked to earn. But without a brain and muscle, not a single will could turn. Not a force on earth is weaker than the feeble strength of one. Solidarity forever, the union makes us strong. All working people, it's time to come together. A union makes us strong, solidarity forever. All working people, it's time to come together. A union makes us strong, solidarity forever.
Yes, we kick it on the real, make it so the people feel inspiration, driving all the nation and exploitation. Yes, we gotta pull together, brothers and sisters. Yo, it's time for coordination.
Through our sisters and the brothers, we can make a union strong. For respect and equal value, we have done without too long. We no longer have to tolerate injustices and wrong. Solidarity forever, yes, the union makes us strong.
We're the ones who run the show, just let everybody know. With our brains and our muscle, this is how we get hustled. Solidarity forever, kick it to the people. Always keep it real, yes, always keep it simple. There's no time for politicking, the clock keeps on ticking. We have to organize, open our eyes. It's time to see the truth, it's reality. We have to make it solid, it's time for unity.
All working people, it's time to come together. A union makes us strong, solidarity forever. All working people, it's time to come together. A union makes us strong, solidarity forever.
This has been Building Bridges with Ken Nash and Mimi Rosenberg. Educate, agitate, and organize for the empowerment of we the people, for another world is possible.